ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.
For the last few weeks, I've been visiting campuses across the ACT, exploring what it's like nowadays to go to university. In my final story for the year, I spoke to international students from many countries, all of whom feel a bit trapped in Canberra over the Christmas holidays. I asked them about their expectations and plans for the festive season.
My name is Hang. I'm from Vietnam.
Hi, my name is Noreen and I'm from Bangladesh.
I plan to travel to Sydney to celebrate Boxing Day and also Christmas with my friends.
And I'm also going to Sydney, so we will go there and yeah, we will go to beach and enjoy this Christmas like this.
Hi, my name is Ray. I'm from Guangdong Province, China. I'm planning a holiday in Sydney next week. Maybe like shopping and like go to the beach and like karaoke or something.
Hi, my name is Sarah. I'm from Palestine. This Christmas we're going to Batemans Bay. Almost every Christmas we go to the beach. Best thing to do with kids.
Hey, my name is David. I'm an international student from Kenya. I'll be traveling up to Ballina for Christmas, joining some family friends. First, I'll stop over at Woga. There's another Kenyan family there that's invited me. And then I'll carpool with them to Ballina.
I'm Noranoth from Cambodia. I'm not sure yet, but I might be staying here in Canberra with my friends. Probably has a small party at home. Basically, just decorate a tree, maybe, and cooking some food and having fun.
Well, I just realized that the bar and club are closed on Christmas Day. So, first of all, I was thinking of going out at night, but yeah, I can't.
I'm Dia from Thailand. I'll be hanging out with my Aussie friend. She's taking me to her house for a Christmas party.
What sort of food do you think will be served?
It's going to be a heavy dinner with chicken, pork and all those other Australian traditional foods. There's going to be like a gift exchange, decorating trees, hanging a stocking and stuff.
Have you bought presents for your friends and their family?
Not yet. It's a big pressure. I'm not sure what to get because they said they don't want anything fancy. I might just give them some kind of Thai traditional cloth that I normally have at home. Otherwise, I might just bring some ingredients for them, special ones which you cannot really get from here. Yeah, because my friend loves Thai food.
I reckon you should make it with her, because otherwise you're just giving her a job to do, to cook for you.
Well, she always cooks for me normally, so a little extra doesn't matter.
On ABC Radio Canberra, this is Kim Hoon chatting to some international students about what they will be doing during the festive season. For most of them, this will be their first true experience of Christmas. Not so David, a Christian from Kenya, and Sarah, a Muslim from Palestine, who for different reasons are very familiar with the meaning of Christmas.
Usually we used to travel to my grandmother's place. I'll just get together with your cousins, some friends, and have a party.
What sort of foods would you eat at this party?
Mainly Kenyan food, like pilau, which is basically spicy rice and meat, chapati, beef stew, chicken, different things.
Did you get presents when you're in Kenya?
Christmas in Kenya is a bit different. It's more about bonding with your relatives and friends. If it was in the city, I would have gotten presents, because that's the culture there. Presents is more westernized, but up country where I'm from, nah, it's not really the thing.
Because we live in Palestine, where Jesus was born, so Christian people there are very religious and they celebrate Christmas, so we can feel Christmas in Palestine and people celebrate it for sure, yeah. We usually go to Bethlehem, where the trees, and we go to the church, we share celebration with our Christian friends and we say Merry Christmas to each other.
Merry Christmas, Canberra!
And Happy New Year for everyone!
That was a cross-section of international students in Canberra talking about what Christmas means to them. Keep your ears out for more fascinating stories from everyday folk in and around the ACT with me, Kim Hoon, on ABC Radio Canberra.
ABC Radio Canberra, streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.